And Lisa Nichols.
It was maybe, probably as always.
You were difficult, and that's what, you know what I don't have over here is this thing. Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
Shea Spillane.
I love you guys. Mwah.
I am Derek Gary. We will be back next week here on WMFO Medford.
Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Flesh soon to die. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Come and Go from Pumare, Just It Came from Petty Morals, and Where the Bodies Lay from Mellow Bravo. And now we're going to hear something from The Luxury.
I made a pretty good bastard, if I say so myself. Risen many a glass to my own sinking health. And it just very well may surprise you to learn how every mistake was supposed to occur. If you're not gonna be somebody, if I say so myself, and I say so myself. Oh yeah.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Evil Ballerina from White Dynamite. Before that, The Fix from Haley Jane and the Primates. And before that, Nobody With You from The Luxury. And now we're going to hear something from Rich Gilbert. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard a track called Newport Beach from Positive Negative Man. Before that, Wretched Soul from Diablo Gato, and 101 Strings from the legendary Rich Gilbert. And here we are with Mike from Positive Negative Man right here in the studio, by coincidence.
Hi.
How did that happen?
It's a total set of accidental circumstances. That seems to be my career, is accidents.
Yeah?
Absolutely, yes. It seems to define my life. It's all about accidents and honoring.
What about mistakes? Do you sometimes make the right mistakes?
Of course. It's all about Brian Eno.
Brian Eno's pretty good.
Brian Eno, honor the mistake, honor the accident, and then work your way off of that. That's how I've always operated as, basically a life premises, actually.
My granddad used to say, if you made a mistake, then just make it again. And then people will think you meant it.
Pretty much. No, repeat. Always repeat what you're going to do. And, and always have the confidence to repeat it. I never made a mistake of coming to Tufts. I would have been third generation here. My granddad and dad came here, and I never became what they became. So I'm a musician.
Something to do. We get those in here from time to time.
You have a quite ample vinyl collection, and I appreciate that.
It's not mine personally.
I know, but my CD collection is I can't help that.
What about 8-tracks?
I had a couple when I was younger, but the 8-tracks were they were deceptive in that. You'd listen to them, and in the middle of a song, you would then have the track change. And so, therefore, you always would listen to that song and expect the track change, whether you got the vinyl or if you got the CD. And so that was always my problem with Rocks by Aerosmith, because it was always in the middle of one of those songs, you'd have that thing hit. And so you'd then get the other versions of it, and it didn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean.
I've never had experience with 8-tracks, but I like to just throw absurd questions at
I lost my Boston 8-track in my high school. It got stolen out of my locker, so that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that you listen to music, and no matter what the version is and or the medium that it is in, you always get a different experience every time you hear it. And vinyl has its own attractions. CDs have their own attractions, as well as whatever is being broadcast on internet.
So what's on the horizon for Positive Negative Man?
Actually, we're going to be playing Ginny Johnston's in
Jamaica Plain
Friday with Bailey's Band, Gluon, and Bug Jar. Apparently, we are going up last, which is always fun.
Headlining.
Apparently. I have no idea what this actually means anymore, because, some bands want to go up first because that's when they're fans show up, and then you're left drifting off later in the night. We've had great experiences in other places where we play and the audience sticks around to hear us. So I have no idea. We never played there. So I'm just looking forward to folks showing up and having a good time.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
The thing about it being Jamaica Plain, it's not like somebody's going to go catch a set of at one of these JP clubs and then I'll just bop over to the Middle East you need a passport.
Mm-hmm. JP
about an hour.
JP is its own set of
it's its own country, really.
Well, yes and no. It depends on how how you get there. I mean, the Orange Line will take you there. Back in the old days, it was the Green Line. But it's its own separate country, as is the rest of the scene that's outside of the city of Boston. because we do a lot of shows north of the city and north in like Lowell, Haverhill, Salisbury.
What about east? Do you play many shows to the east of Boston?
If I did, then we'd be in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, sometimes bands do those the booze cruise things.
Oh yeah, no, we haven't gotten to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember one of my most interesting shows that I ever saw was the Neighborhoods in Mission of Burma on a booze cruise.
Oh yeah, that sounds the.
It was the day before I turned the age where you can actually drink on a show.
Yeah, so you were drinking non-alcoholic.
I will not admit to any sort of. Yeah. Well, actually, the statute of limitations has passed on that a while ago. But I do remember talking to Roger Miller, and he remembers the show, and there was this one point where they're playing, and he jumps up. But the problem was that the ship rolled. Mm-hmm. And so as he jumps up, the deck actually rolled up with him. And so he didn't jump in the air. He was actually, he landed and the floor was on his feet. And and that was very odd for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, one of the things that I would always do is whenever I go to a club is to find a pillar and basically stand on it and lash myself to it like Odysseus from the Iliad. Because the channel would have one of those pillars. And so then I knew that no one was going to be behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see the show, I'd be happy, and I would just defend people around me to try to push, who were trying to push me off the pillar, and I would, I would not do that. And that was my, so I found the pillar on that ship and just basically put my hands around it and stayed there.
All right, so let's listen to another track from Positive Negative Man. We're going to hear Keeping It Together.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Keep it together. Things will
Here we are back in the studio with Positive Negative Man, Mike from Positive Negative Man, and we just heard a song called Keeping It Together, which was very different. So that one sounds kind of like if the Beatles like had listened to Mission of Burma.
A little bit, yes. And the thing is that Pete, our bassist, has this very melodic bent to what he does, and then I'm in charge of making noise and trying to make it a little bit more diverse from being something that would be something that you typically hear on the radio, to try to meld it into something that is new. You know, trying to find all sorts of different types of influences, and trying to make something new out of something. You know, that's what everything is. It's an amalgam of other things that all mix together, and then all of a sudden you get something that no one has heard before. Heard.
So rumor has it your practice space was condemned by the city of Boston.
Absolutely.
Is that from making too much noise?
No, actually what happened is that we were over in Rug Road, and the problem was is that we heard this rumor that the city was coming in, and this was right after the Oakland fire. And what we found out was is that the landlord did not maintain the fire alarm. And so they just condemned the whole building. And so we had to bail out of there as quickly as we can within 3 days. I'll never forget this because you know, I think that building was notorious because it had a lot of off-hour parties.
I think I might have wandered into one of those like once or twice.
It was an interesting space. I remember we were trying to record a new album and songs, and I wandered out afterwards because we could not record because it was sound bleeding into our space, and there was 100 people in the hallway. And
were some of them idiots or
I have no idea. I didn't want to find out.
Oh,
I just
that's a good attitude. Yeah.
And so the idea is that I'm walking out there, it's the middle of summer, and I'm dressed as in as many colors as I can to just reflect light off of me to make me cool, and I walk outside and there was nothing but a sea of black everything. And so I just wanted to go get to do what I needed to do, kind of like cut my way through the crowd and then get back, and then we had to wrap up the recordings session, and unfortunately that was the last thing we could do there because soon afterwards the city came in. But the idea being, you know, I never thought I would ever see someone walk a pig on a leash outside of their practice space.
Are you sure it wasn't like a band member that just...
No, this
was a little bit...
You ever see a pig walk down stairwell? It is not pretty. And this gentleman walked this pig that was the size of a Volkswagen Beetle out from their space on a leash. I will never forget that for the rest of my life. And it's unfortunate because it was a decent studio. There were a couple of studios there, and that was lost because of the landlord not doing what they needed to do. But that is, unfortunately, you know, it's a rock and roll story, for lack of a better phrase.
All right, so let's remind people of your show coming up.
Yeah, we're playing Ginny Johnston's in JP this Friday with the Bailey's Band, Gluon, and Bug Jar. And doors open, I think, somewhere around 8 o'clock. So come on by and come in and talk to us. We're very friendly. And stick around, and you can hear some very interesting stuff. Oh, that's what I'm hoping. So, you know, and then we're hoping to go back, and we did do some recording with Tim and we're hoping to get
Tim from Black Helicopter, your engineer. Yeah.
Yes, and so what we're hoping to do is to do some overdubs and get some new recordings out soon, because right now we don't think it's a good idea to put out an album, but to put out singles,
mm-hmm.
and because people don't really want to listen to a full album. So we're going to go back to the 60s and put out a single and see if it flies, and then put out another single and mm-hmm. see where that goes. Because I do love the concept of an album, but the idea is that people just don't listen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so just get out the single, make sure it's the best thing that you possibly can put out there, and get people to move, listen to it, and enjoy it.
Right. Thanks, Mike, from Positive Negative Man. So we're going to close this out with another track called Kings, to give people another taste of what they could get if they wander down to the Jeannie Johnston on Friday.
Yes, we both get to sing on this one, so you get to hear Pete's middle.
I'm singing voice. On this one?
No, I get to sing on it,
okay.
But that's the punishment that you get.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
You can't tell us how to feel.
medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives.